Dictation 4, Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Clark, C-L-A-R-K, July 1141. Addresses a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 4639360. Dear Dr. Mary, follow-up for Mr. Clark, history of chronic kidney disease, obstructive uropathy, hypertension, sarcoidosis, on chronic low dose of prednisone, last visit in February. Since the last visit, he's been multiple times in the hospital as follow. From March 26 to April 3rd, admitted with gastrointestinal bleeding, melena, new diagnosis of hyperglycemia with an A1C of 11.2. At that time, low blood pressure, lisinopril discontinued, sacral decubitine, urinary tract infection, antibiotics and antifungal, a new mass, 3 centimeters, lower pole of the left kidney, follows urology, Dr. Cotan, C-O-T-A-N-T. There was obstructive uropathy, cystoscopy, retrograde, left side of the nephrostomy tube. Next paragraph. He was readmitted a few days after a bath from April 14 to April 17 with severe anemia. Anticoagulation discontinued that he was taking for the vein thrombosis and transferred to Midland for the purpose of inferior vena cava filter. Next paragraph. At Midland, April 17 to April 20. Iron deficiency anemia secondary to gastrointestinal bleeding, melena. Received 3 units of packet of red blood cells. Anticoagulation Eliquis discontinued. Successful placement of IVC filter. Days late, next paragraph, days later, excuse me, yes. He was transferred to rehabilitation. Inpatient ALMA was there from April 21 to May the 2nd and then discharged home. Next paragraph. Another admission, June 15, with septic shock in relation to complications of urinary tract infection, nephrostomy tube, left side of hydronephrosis, kidney stone, TURP procedure, septic shock, gram-negative rats and candida albicans in the urine, acute and chronic renal failure did not require dialysis, Next paragraph, another admission, July 25 to July 28, now from hypoglycemia, lactoacidosis, and sepsis, from acute pyelonephritis. Antibiotics were given. Next paragraph, since this last admission, has followed with Dr. Coten, C-O-T-E-N-T. A repeat cystoscopy, a stone removal, a urolift, U-R-O-L-I-F-T was done, nephrostomy tube and folic catheter removed. There has been weight loss from 166 to 150, eating small meals. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, there is some soft stools, but no gross bleeding and no diarrhea. Urine output, good flow, presently no infection, cloudiness of blood. There has been chest pain on activity. He's not using any oxygen. Follows cardiology from Grand Rapids at Greenville. Denies the use of oxygen. No pyrolemic arterial hemoptysis at the review system is negative. Next paragraph, I review medication list and compare to recent discharge July the 28th. He completed antibiotics Vantin, VS Invictor, A-N-T-I-N, taking Lipitor, insulin Lentas, low dose prednisone 2.5. Bisoprolol, vitamin D, iron, Proscar magnesium, Flomax, off Protanix, off metformin. Off lisinopril, off metoprolol, off glipizide and Jardiance. Next paragraph, present weight 150, blood pressure by nurse 134.83, comes accompanied with wife Patricia. He doesn't look to be in respiratory distress, but he has lost weight and looks frail, hard of hearing, some memory issues too, uses a walker. I do not hear localized RALS, but distant, no pericardial RAP. Has aortic valve replacement with increased sound, S2. No abdominal or back tenderness, no distension, no major edema. There are discussions about Watchman. He is also with palliative care. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From July, the day of discharge, creatinine at baseline at 1.3, normal electrolyte acid base, low protein, low albumin, liver function test not elevated, a normal albumin calcium, glucose in the middle hundreds. At that time, anemia 11.8 with a normal white blood cell, and there was a low platelet count, which is new, around 89. Recently, a urine analysis, 3+ leukocyte esterase, no bacteria, more than 100 white blood cells, trace of blood, negative for protein, urine culture with Candida albicans. Next paragraph, the last CT scan, abdomen and pelvis without contrast, July the 25th. Lungs were clear, liver normal, gallbladder stones, no obstruction, normal pancreas, spleen. At that time, the left-sided nephrostomy tube was in place. There were stones, renal cyst, one as large as 8.1 centimeters on the left-sided. Medullary calcifications. At that time, Foley catheter, an enlargement of the prostate, inferior vena cava filter, with the last echo in June, normal ejection fraction, mild degree of left ventricular hypertrophy. There were regional wall motion abnormalities, right ventricle considered normal, the presence of the bioprosthetic aortic valve, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, presently stable, multiple hospital admissions as indicated above, acute component that has returned to normal. There was left-sided obstructive uropathy from stones. Procedures as indicated above, stones removed, obstruction resolved, enlargement of the prostate, good results with the UroLift procedure. No symptoms of uremia. Chemistry is stable. Continue to monitor potassium, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, acid base, anemia. Next number, unprovoked vein thrombosis, complications with gastrointestinal bleeding, off anticoagulation, inferior vena cava, discussions for Watchman procedure, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, bioprosthetic aortic valve replacement, echocardiogram as indicated above. Next number, new diagnosis of diabetes on insulin presently. Next number, memory issues, multifactorial with episodes of delirium in the hospital from an infection, sepsis, septic shock, and others. Next number is sleep apnea, but unable to use the CPAP machine. I did not change medications. Continue to monitor over time. End of dictation.